1. Knock knock, bitches. Christopher. Locking eyes on Lorelai, I watched as she pushed her long, dark brown hair behind her ears. Her piercing blue eyes darkened, and her facial expression fell. She was rigid in her seat, looking between a soaking wet Luciana, who stood at the door to me. I turned around toward Lucy, grasping the door handle tightly. "What are you doing here?" Luciana sucked in a breath, leaning against the wooden doorframe. She stood a few inches shorter than Lorelai, with the same dark brown hair and eyes. If I didn't know any better, they could have passed as fraternal twins. Cocking her head to the side, Lucy sighed. "I had nowhere else to go, and I thought my little sister would help me out." I clenched my fists, digging my nails into the palms of my hand. I felt my blood pressure rising by the second. Narrowing my eyes at the woman, I crossed my arms and stood in the doorway, blocking her view of my wife and children. "You can't be here," I snapped. Luciana rolled her eyes, and I looked over my shoulder to Lorelai. She stood, scooting the twins from their high chairs and taking Nathan by the hand, disappearing from the kitchen, down the hallway, into the office. "Watch your sisters for Mama, Nathan. I'll be right back," I heard her tell our son. Returning, Lorelai approached the front door, and I moved aside. "He's right. You can't be here," Lucy sighed. "I know I have a lot to explain, Lore. All I'm asking for is a chance to do that." I cleared my throat, and Lorelai looked up at me. My gaze flitted between the two women. "Give us a minute," I told Lucy. I shut the door quietly, watching as Lore walked back to the office to check on the children. I followed her, standing at the door and crossed my arms, watching her clean up the birthday cake from Hannah's face. "We can't let her back into our lives, Christopher." Her words were firm. "I don't have a say here. She's your sister. If that's what you want, then that's what we'll do. The question is, do we tell her the truth or give her some bullshit excuse?" She looked up at me while Hannah squealed, pushing Lore's hand away. "Okay, fine, have at it." Lore tossed the face wipe in the garbage as our toddler dug her fingers back into the frosting. "I'll handle it, okay?" Lorelai continued. Her snappy tone took me back to the early stages of our relationship when the Castillos controlled the organized crime in the Bay Area. I sighed. "Okay, I support you, no matter what you choose to do, babe." She walked towards me and placed her hands in mine, leaning up to peck my lips. "We're married now, remember? We're one. That means you do have a say." Her eyes held my gaze, and the calm silence between us spoke volumes. "We're doing this together?" "Of course." I whispered against her lips and led her back out to the living room where Luciana stood in front of the fireplace, looking up at our family portrait. She entered our house without permission, and I was less than thrilled. My entire body stiffened, and I could feel the tension rising. Lorelai crossed her arms and stood beside her sister, admiring the family portrait.
"What are you doing?"
Lucy turned around quickly.
I let myself in. It was cold and wet out there."
She paused.
"Besides, it's Christmas Eve. I figured you wouldn't mind since I haven't seen you in over 4 years.
Lorelai furrowed her eyebrows.
"When you're ready to tell me why our parents scattered so quickly, without so much as telling me where you were going, or if you were okay, then we can talk."
Lucy looked toward a portrait of my family, and then at me and Chris.
"I can't talk about it."
She spoke quietly. Lore rolled her eyes and shook her head.
"Of course not. It's always a big secret with the Castillos, and I've had enough."
An annoyed sigh left Luciana's lips.
"You know, if you had given me a moment before you jumped to kicking me out of your life again, I would have told you that you have a beautiful family, Lore."
Lorelai walked over to Lucy and grabbed her arm, walking towards the door.
"You don't have the privilege of coming back into my life and acting like everything the family put me through is forgiven and forgotten.